four.
Boys and girls state golf tournament coverage on Q92 brought to you by Boris Crop Insurance, Appleton Golf Club, Zarbach Funeral Chapel, Madison Healthcare Services, Ag Processing Incorporated, NB Golf Cars, Appleton Building Center, United Prairie Insurance Agency, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Madison Bottling Company, Appleton Area Health. Golf brought to you by Greg Thole Electric, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Lack Parle Corn and Soybean Growers, Ag Plus Cooperative, Doug Service and Marine, Lee Motor Company, Prairie Sun Bank, Heartland Eye Clinic, the Madison Country Club, Fieldcrest Fertilizer, Erickson Chevrolet, the Madison Dental Clinic, and the Madison Liquor Store.
Hey, welcome back to Pebble Creek here in Becker. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports, broadcasting live on this beautiful Tuesday afternoon. And the girls are finishing up. Of course, we talked with head coach Kip Stender of the Lac Parle Valley girls golf team, and they're pretty excited going into the day, too. They have a 19-stroke lead over Park Christian. And they're going to go back to the motel, have some fun and rest right now. But the Dawson girls, we'll talk with them in a little bit. But we have Minnesota Viking Lauren Boyer and head coach Nicole Evers with me, or coach, right?
Yep.
Hi, Nicole. We go way back, don't we?
Yep. Hi, Paul.
Nicole has golfed a few years ago on the Minnesota Viking girls golf team.
Yes, I did.
Maybe Heidi Guttormson's listening, huh, your teammate?
Oh, yeah. We already talked about the course and the condition this year compared to when we golfed it, so.
How did you guys do when you were in high school, Nicole?
We did well. My 10th grade year, we placed third up here at state, and then my junior and senior year, we played up here as a team as well, so it was a lot of fun.
Okay. Now you're coaching the Minnesota Vikings. How's that going for you?
It's going really well. It's a lot of fun.
Well, talk about Lauren here at Pebble Creek here. We'll talk with Lauren here in a little bit, but you followed her for 18 holes.
Yes, I did. She did really well today. She shot a 91 and didn't have any shots out of the sand, no penalties, no water, no out of bounds, so that was really good.
Good. And how's the course running as dry as it is?
It's pretty dry out there, but there's some spots that it was a little rough, but for the most part, it was nice.
All right. Thanks, Nicole. It's always nice to visit with you.
Yes. Thanks, Paul.
Here's Lauren Boyer. Lauren, you always got a smile on your face. You got a big smile today.
Yes. When I go out and play golf, I just go out and have fun. I don't really push myself. You know, I try to push myself to do my best, but otherwise, if I have a bad shot, I just shake it off and go to the next one.
First time ever golfing at the state tournament. What was the feeling on the tee box, first tee box?
It was a little nerve-wracking, but once I hit that first ball right down the fairway, I was having fun.
You have family here with you today?
Yes, I have my mom and dad and my grandparents here today.
Okay. Yep. And they all got their steps in today, huh?
Yes, they did. They're troopers today.
Tell us something. What did you shoot again?
I shot a 91. Yep.
All right, talk about your round here then.
It was pretty good. I had a few bad shots, but otherwise it was pretty good. Probably my best shot was on hole 10 here. And it was my drive, and it probably went over 200 yards.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Was that your best shot of the day, would you say?
Oh, yeah. For sure, that's my best shot of the day.
What you do on the next shot, that's what counts, right?
Yeah, I shot over the green, and then I was like, oh, I'll just chip on. So,
okay.
Yep.
And you finished strong?
Yes, I finished strong. Not birdies, but a bogey.
Okay.
Yep.
Did you have birdies?
I was close to having a birdie, but just pars and bogeys today.
All right. That's good. Pars is good.
Yes. Yep. We always want to try to do bogey or par golf.
What club was working for you today?
Probably my driver was working for me the best.
Okay.
Otherwise, putting and chipping was fine, and fairway was fine, too. So.
All right. I know you're looking forward to day two tomorrow.
Yes. I'm super excited, and whatever the outcome it is, so. I'm really excited.
All right. Thanks for your time, Lauren.
Yes. Thanks, Paul.
You bet. Lauren Boyer and Nicole Evers from the Minnesota Vikings here at Pebble Creek during state golf. I'll try to gather up the Dawson Boyd girls, and we'll be back in a few minutes.